This is Retro Sports Radio. Visit RetroSeasons.com for more sports history.
The basketball of today is dominated by the big man. But as long as the game is played, there will always be a place for the little guy. This is a story about a basketball player named Ernie Cavalry who played at Rhode Island State. Ernie was only 5 foot 10 inches tall and weighed a wee 140 pounds. But oh, how he could shoot. He was a small man in the middle 1940s, so you can imagine how he would stack up in today's game of giants. Rhode Island earned a berth in the 1946 National Invitation Tourney at New York's Madison Square Garden. The NIT, as it is popularly known, is one of the top attractions of the basketball season. Rhode Island was paired against tall and talented Bowling Green of Kentucky in the opening round, and the New England team was considered the underdog. 6'11" Don Otten was the scoring star of Bowling Green, and it was a mild surprise as Rhode Island held a slim 34-32 lead as the teams left the court at the halftime intermission. How long would it take before Bowling Green's superiority took its toll? The fans wondered. So did the coaches. But the Rhode Island coach had one ace in the hole, his sharp-shooting little guard, Ernie Cavalry. Ernie was the reason why Rhode Island was still in the game. The second half opened, and the two schools matched basket for basket. Neither side could move to any kind of a lead. Otten was controlling the boards for the bigger Bowling Green quintet, but Cavalry was picking up support from Garden fans with his one-handed shots, his ball hawking, and his all-around ability to keep his club in the game. The game moved along. Rhode Island in the lead, then Bowling Green. Then, with the clock showing only 3 minutes and 20 seconds to play, Otten fouled out. A break for Rhode Island. The big guy had scored 31 points and pulled down almost as many rebounds. Ernie and his teammates had received new hope now. Cavalry had the ball. 1 minute and 10 seconds remained. Ernie shot. The ball switched to the nets. The score was tied at 72-72. Bowling Green decided to play for only one shot. Bowling Green team didn't want to make any mistakes. One shot was all it needed. Rhode Island didn't want to foul and send a player to the free throw line. The clock showed just 10 seconds of play. Vern Dunham drove for the basket. The shot was good. Bowling Green led 74-72. Rhode Island had the ball and moved down court. A whistle. A Rhode Island player had been fouled, but Rhode Island waived the foul. Only 2 seconds remained. We'll be back in 60 seconds for the thrilling windup. Ernie Cavalry was a marked man as the teams lined up. Two Bowling Green players guarded him. But Ernie was a man for the final shot. He took the pass from out of bounds, whirled, and fired a long desperation shot. As the ball sailed high into the air, the buzzer sounded. The ball finally came down, and through the nets, it was good. Ernie Cavalry had tied the game with a 55-foot desperation shot at the buzzer, one of the greatest shots of basketball history. Rhode Island went on to beat Bowling Green in overtime, and it reached a final round, only to lose to Kentucky. But to some 18,000 basketball fans, the biggest thrill of the 1946 tourney came when a little guy named Cavalry tossed in an almost unbelievable shot that took Rhode Island to the finals of the NIT.
That's his sixth.